It was quite the day on Wall Street as investors look forward to a big week of earnings. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 16th day of October. Thanks for being with us. In other news, LinkedIn cuts staff again. In really hot news, we'll tell you about Pepper X and then wash it down with some wine. News from Canadian company Lululemon, and it's all good. Interested in how many hours folks really do work? We've got the numbers. We've got the Wall Street Report and some Swifty news for you. For the interview, you'll meet Zach Smith from Man Up Iowa and their work with troubled young men. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael. I'd be grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. By the way, you want to follow us on Twitter, now known as X. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, we're at Insight on Business. Well, Wall Street opened high and continued that journey all day long. Leading the charge were the sectors in consumer spending and communication services. The story? Well, think earnings week. Well, already, Charles Schwab reported better than expected third quarter earnings. Big banks like Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley are all set to report their third quarter results later this week. Earnings from major companies like Tesla, Netflix, Johnson & Johnson, Lockheed Martin, Procter & Gamble are also due this week. Investors seem to have put aside the war between Israel and Hamas, at least for the time being. Those numbers from today, I'll have those coming at you in just a bit. LinkedIn, the job search people search site, has cut jobs and people yet again. The Microsoft-owned career networking company is cutting about 668 roles across its engineering, product, talent, and finance teams. The company said in a statement, quote, "Talent changes are a difficult but necessary and regular part of managing our business," end quote. In other words, be gone, y'all. The job cuts follow another more than 700 layoffs LinkedIn announced back in May, as well as thousands more this year from parent company Microsoft, which has owned the professional networking service since buying it for $26 billion back in 2016. Hey, when it comes to hot news, Ed Curry, the South Carolina hot pepper expert who crossbred and grew the Carolina Reaper, which, by the way, is hotter than most pepper sprays police use to subdue unruly criminals, well, he has broken his own world record with a pepper that's three times hotter. The Associated Press is reporting that Pepper X was publicly named the hottest pepper in the world on October 9. By who? The Guinness Book of World Records. It beat out the Reaper in Curry's decade-long hunt to perfect a pepper that he says provides immediate, brutal heat. Ouch! Curry said when he first tried Pepper X, it did more than warm his heart. He said, quote, "I was feeling the heat for 3.5 hours, and then the cramps came. Those cramps are horrible. I was laid out flat on a marble table for about an hour, in the rain, groaning in pain." Curry, by the way, is one of only 5 people to eat a whole Pepper X. For Curry, having the hottest pepper in the world has been a 2-decade obsession. It took him 10 years to get Pepper X from the first crossbred experiment to the record, including 5 years of testing to prove it was a different plant with a different fruit and documenting its average heat over different plants and generations. But so far, Mr. Curry has yet to make a bunch of money from his creations. Hot stuff. So let's wash down that Pepper X with a bit of wine. The AP is reporting that natural wine, which emphasizes sustainability and minimal processing, is seeing growing interest in the U.S., even though overall wine consumption has been declining since 2015. While natural and other sustainable wines made up less than 1% of sales back in 2021, demand was rising faster than the wine category as a whole. That's according to alcohol delivery site Drizly. Generally, natural wine is made with hand-picked organic grapes that haven't been sprayed with herbicides or pesticides. And once they're crushed, sometimes by foot, the way they were crushed by ancient Romans, by the way, they are naturally fermented with no added water, yeast, or other ingredients. Some natural winemakers add sulfites, a chemical found naturally in grapes as a preservative, others don't. Some filter their wines, others leave them cloudy and full of sediment. Brian Gelb is the vice president of wine for Total Wine. That's a retail chain with 257 U.S. stores, and he's been adding natural wines to store shelves over the past 2 years to meet a growing demand. But he isn't sure just how much of Total Wine's inventory was already considered natural. Natural wine. See what you learn here? That and Pepper X, of course. On Wednesday, Lululemon is scheduled to join the S&P 500, and already its stock price is headed up. The athletic wear company, based in Vancouver, Canada, saw its stock price skyrocket upward by some 9.7% and trading at $414.17 a share. The company will be joining the S&P index because Activision Blizzard, which was acquired by Microsoft last week, is leaving an opening. And yes, there are 500 businesses listed in the S&P 500. Well, any of us who have had employees know that in a year, a full-time worker at 40 hours a week times 52 weeks would work 2,080 hours. Except that's not quite accurate. That number does not include holidays or paid time off. There are 11 federal holidays recognized by the U.S. government, and federal employees have all 11 of them off. And if you're lucky enough to receive the same benefit, you get an extra 88 hours off your annual tally. U.S. employees receive an average of 7.6 paid holidays per year, that's according to a Forbes survey, with the most common being Thanksgiving, Christmas, Independence Day, New Year's Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. Now, for a traditional 5-day work week, there are 260 working days in a year, without accounting for time off. And that means you're going to spend about 71% of your year working. Subtract, however, many federal holidays your company allows and the vacation time you're planning, and that's how many working days you'll have this year. Meanwhile, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, workers were more likely to work from home in 2022 than in 2019, with 34% of employees doing all or some of their work, at home. Meanwhile, the American Time Use Survey also found that for full-time workers, men worked an average of 8.3 hours per day and women 7.8 hours. And yes, I am currently feeling exhausted. It was a banner day on Wall Street as the Dow gained a whopping 314 points to close at 33,984. The NASDAQ picked up 160 points to finish at 13,567. And the S&P 500 added 45 points to close Monday at 4,373. Gains were driven by Nike and Salesforce, Microsoft, Home Depot, and Verizon. West Texas Intermediate crude was on track to go back down at news time. Oil was off by more than 70 cents at $86.96 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this, this is all about, Taylor Swift. To add proof to the statement, this is Taylor Swift's world, and she just allows us to live in it, we told you the Eras movie was going to be hot, and it was. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, made an estimated $95 to $97 million in the U.S. and Canada this weekend, by far the biggest opening for a concert film ever. However, when you clock in global sales, we would be seeing roughly $127 million in total sales. Swift cut a distribution deal directly with AMC Entertainment Holdings, avoiding the involvement of the studios and their usual distribution fees, generally about 10% of ticket sales. Meanwhile, the PDA between Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce continues with hand-holding at fancy restaurants. Yeah, we can only imagine. All right, stay with us for the interview as we sit down with Zach Smith from Man Up Iowa and what they are doing when it comes to mentoring at-risk young men and why it's such a great investment for the future. Thanks for listening.